بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إنما المؤمنون إخوة، صدق الله العظيم. The underlying flavor and message of our deen is to have hamdardi, muhabbat, mercy, kindness, feelings, compassion, feeling the pain of others. This was the salient feature in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, to discuss one particular verse, one particular hadith, will take some time. But just understand it from this: irhamu man fil ardi wa yarhamukum man fis sama. Have mercy on those on the earth, the one in the heavens will have mercy on you. Khayrun nasi anfa'uhum linnas. The best of people are those who benefit others. The Western culture and the modern atmosphere is to have my life, me, myself and I. Me, myself and I, and if you put in brackets, others can go and die. I've got nothing to do with anybody. While there's a fine line of independence, our deen does not promote that a person only worries about himself. Deen is about giving. We're going to have Qurbani now, next week. Look at the hadith. Eat yourself, and preferably give others also. Walima, feed others as well. Aqiqa, feed others as well. So what deen promotes is muhabbat, giving, caring. And what the Western world promotes is capitalism, independence, that I must see to myself where I can get. So in our interactions with fellow human beings, the ulama discuss in great depth, but time doesn't allow me to go into everything. A person can interact with fellow human beings like how a cow interacts with the fellow cattle. All the cows are in one pasture, and one cow broke its leg. You won't find the other cows coming to give it one tuft of grass also. You can sort your problem out. Got nothing to do with me. You get another interaction, what they say, beriapani, wolfism, which is called predatory mentality. That is, where I need to get, I have to eat, and I have to pray, and I have to destroy to get what I want. There's a wolf mentality, lion mentality, leopard mentality, carnivorous mentality. And the third mentality that exists in human beings is that of bichupani, scorpionism. Now, what's the quality of a scorpion? Person is sitting here in a masjid reading Quran, or is making zikr. He's doing no harm to nobody. He's doing some good. But that scorpion will come and sting him, like it stung Imam Malik rahmatullahi. And it can't even eat him. No benefit to the scorpion, but just to sting people for the sake of stinging. That's the job of the scorpion. So this is three ways in which a person negatively can interact with people. But then we get interaction with people on adl. That means you scratch my back, I scratch your back, tit for tat. Then we get ihsan, where I do more than what is required. And then isar, I go beyond that. So my respected friends, when we say we're not living in an independent community, we have to keep our eyes open what is happening around us. And to close our eyes and say, you know what, I'm deaf to it, I'm blind to problems that are taking place around me, is actually we are shooting ourselves in the foot. Whatever is happening around us, a person must be abreast of it and do how much he or she can do. If I'm going to only worry about myself and think that the existing problems that are affecting other groups of people doesn't affect me, then this is like the example of the great fire of London. There was one fire that took place in London. When it took place, how it took place, we're not going in that detail. But we heard in that fire, the entire London got burnt to the ground. Why? It started in one street called Cherry Lane at a baker's shop. And people thought that fire is there, where it's going to trouble us. Now in our context, we are all sitting in Crescent Street and there's a fire somewhere in, Browns Avenue. See, where's Browns Avenue and where's Crescent Street? It's got nothing to do with us. But in a short while, the entire London burned down. So when there's a fire taking place somewhere, and I can see that it's people being affected, I've got to do something within my means to extinguish that. And if I say it doesn't affect me, and that person can do what they want to do, they must sort themselves out, then they give an anecdote, or they give a parable, a story. Obviously never happened like this, but for us to take something for our children back home, there's mothers also listening, there's children also listening. So we say things in their understanding. There were three cows, all living in one pasture. Very lush green grass. And in our understanding, just for our, benefit, say each cow was getting 100 kilos of grass a month. There came a wolf. And the wolf spoke to the brown cow and the white cow, and it appealed to the prudence that, three of you all, including the black cow, is eating in this pasture, in this meadow. Why don't you all come to some understanding where you all can get more for yourself by removing the black cow? So you say, how are we going to do that? You say, don't worry. When it's being done, just act like you are blind and you are deaf. One day when that black cow was somewhere far in the meadow, the wolf came, jumped upon it, and that cow screamed for his brothers. The black cow, it screamed for his brothers, but they acted like they couldn't hear and they couldn't see. And for some time after that, the 300 kilos of grass now became 150, and they really fattened themselves up, until the wolf had another plan. And the wolf came back, and this time he spoke to the white cow. White cow, how long are you going to share this grass 50-50? You know all the grass is not same. Some grass is very tasty, very, very delicious, and you have to share it with the brown cow. How nice if this entire pasture will be yours. Think about it. So it was a lucrative deal. See, but how do I get all this for myself? So you see, I'll sort that part out. But when whatever is happening, you must act like you can't see. Like you're deaf, like you're blind. So then the wolf came back to the pasture. And one day when the brown cow was one side, it jumped upon it, and the white cow didn't come to assist. For some time, the king of the pasture, the king of the meadow and paddock, enjoying all the grass, fattened itself well, the white cow. And there the wolf came, and this time he didn't speak. He came straight for the jugular. And whilst it was attacking this cow is saying, I died. I died. So the wolf says, I never kill you yet. What you saying you died? So the white cow said, the day I sold my black brother out, the day I sold my brown brother out, the day I sold my brothers is the day I died. So the moral of the story, which we can narrate to our children, is that we don't live in a cocoon mentality. I have to do something, otherwise, listen carefully, this is the punchline of this talk. If I do not worry about what's happening in Browns Avenue, then Crescent Street can also burn. If I don't take cognizance of what is happening, it shouldn't be that it's like animals in a crush, you know, before Qurbani, all standing in a line. Some are just chewing. They don't realize I'm also down the line. So, if you can read between the lines, protection of others is protection of ourselves. Protection of others is protection of ourselves. Now people ask, but what can we do? We're not armed, we're not political, what must we do? What can I do with my amal? Even if it's a slice of bread, I can help somebody monetarily, physically, mentally, du'as, make du'a for people and give them himmat. The thing what is needed now is moral support. When a person is going through a problem, the best thing you can do is put your hands around that person and say, I am here for you. I might not have much to share with you, but I can share with you my heart, my feelings. Now that, the person will never ever forget. If we're going to worry about others, inshallah, then Allah Ta'ala will appoint, inshallah, systems to look after ourselves. Remember, my dear friends, we can't argue things with people that don't have argument mentality. You know, when a person's mentality is not right, and you're going to tell him, no, you know what, I'm rightfully in this place, you can't remove me. Don't think it's going to work like that. When mentality of people is not right, they will do things and give you answers beyond your imagination. Lightheartedly, one person, he came for a walima that he wasn't invited for. So people told him, you don't feel shy. You're not even invited and you're coming for the walima. He said, look, the person who gave the walima was so busy with nikah and arrangements, he forgot about me. But does it mean I must be rude and forget about him? Now mentality, you see, can you argue with a person that is gate crashing like this? Can you argue with a person whose mental ability is not to understand? One mental patient, looking into a wall, for 20 years he's looking in the wall. And the only thing he does is take a break to eat some food and go and sleep toilet. So they call a top doctor from Germany, whatever country. You know, they were doing some theses to inspect mental abilities and mental sicknesses. So while this person was eating or sleeping, the doctor went for 20 minutes and he looked into that crack. Maybe in his childhood or something, this boy, this man can see something. So after that, in the interview with a mental patient, he spoke to him. He said, look, I don't mean to be rude, but you know, I spent about 20 minutes where you sit for 20 years and I looked into this crack and I never see anything. So the mental patient said, you sure you're a doctor? He says, yes, I'm a very highly qualified psychologist, psychiatrist. I am one of the best in the world. He said, but I think so, you should be in my place. He said, what's the reason, patient? He says, because you look for 20 minutes and you didn't see anything in the crack. I'm looking for 20 years and never see anything. How are you going to see in 20 minutes? So the crux of the thing is that when you're talking to people who haven't got reasonable abilities, don't think reasoning is going to work in this country. Don't think talking about your rights is going to work, because when the mental ability is gone, it's gone. What will only change the hearts, respected friends, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the culmination of my talk, our protection in this land of our birth here is in what service we give to this country. Service means what deeni service we give. Remember, this fajr that we read here is not a deeni service to the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a farz, I have to do it. Deeni service is not going for hajj. That is your ibadat. Deeni service is not fasting. That is a ibadat, meritorious, and we condone that. Deeni service is what I'm giving on a nafil basis, on a optional basis for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam deen. For this mission of his flag to fly high. Now I'm not promoting a particular deeni service. This is a markaz of tabligh. But one very, very easy method that is already established, set, well working, the wheels are turning, alhamdulillah, tried and tested method is the effort of da'wat. If I give my hand to this effort of da'wat, all the pulleys and cogs are in the place. I just have to join the race. And inshallah, we'll be able to help the ummah. If you can't take part in that, then find something to serve mankind. But if I make myself worthwhile, like see, our brother who's in charge here, you see sometimes when you're coming out by the bin, certain lights are thrown. Ask him, what happened? Say, no, this one stopped working. So it should not be that I'm a tube light that stopped working and I'm not giving light to anybody. Then obviously it'll be removed. So whilst I'm in this country, ask people of Zambia how they protected themselves and stayed in Zambia. Our protection, and advise this to others also, your protection in whenever there's a problem, phobia, xenophobic, whatever it is just change the niyat and start serving the deen. Allah Ta'ala will make you valuable, and your stay in that country or wherever that place is will become valuable. Whatever I've told you and benefited you, tawfiq ilahi murshid paak ki barkat se. If I said something that's out of line, because of me, nafs and shaitan. Wa akhiru da'wana.